The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Top 5 Express, where we list, quantify, and rank things in the list show that takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm Bruce Otter, and today we take a look at the top 5 reasons the audio cassette was an awesome format. The audio cassette as a format is now long gone, and it's a bit maligned these days, but it was a really fantastic format in its day for a lot of reasons. Number 5. Double records on one object. Ted Nugent's Double Live Gonzo, Frampton Comes Alive, Kiss Alive, and Iron Maiden's Live After Death were all four-sided, two-record monsters on vinyl, as were Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti and Pink Floyd's The Wall. On cassette, one compact pocket-sized unit that allowed you to subject your friends to the 16-minute-plus version of Ted Nugent's Hibernation, or to the entire hour and 42 minutes of Iron Maiden Live at Long Beach. The extended length of cassettes also allowed for the bonus track to begin appearing on standard releases, songs that might otherwise be cut from an LP release. Bonus tracks would become really popular on CDs later, especially on CD reissues of back catalog material, but cassettes had them first. Number 4. Cassettes were durable, really durable. You could throw your copy of Pyromania at your friend who overwrote your nearly complete session of The Legend of Zelda, and once you cleaned the hair and blood off, you could still listen to Foolin' without issue. You could even repair them with scotch tape if they happened to snap or get eaten by a particularly carnivorous player. And we all had one of those at some point. My copy of Metallica's Kill 'Em All is spliced together with tape in at least 3 different spots and has 3 broken spokes on one of the take-up reels. Still plays in any quality player. Number 3. Portability. Yeah, 8 tracks were portable, somewhat. But the two-sided audio cassette was a third the size, ran longer, and never switched tracks halfway through the song. First, we had the D-sized battery-hogging boomboxes. We were always on the lookout for a spare outlet to save money on those batteries, and they were portable. And then finally, we had the arrival of the Walkman and other truly portable players. And then, the era of personal, portable music was made possible. And it was made possible by the cassette. This allowed you to listen to your music wherever and whenever you wanted. Car stereos were a big part of this, too. You had your ride and your personal favorite tunes all at once. But no Walkman, no iPod. Number 2. Mixtapes. Personal playlists are commonplace in the digital now, but the advent of dual cassette decks was revolutionary when they allowed music lovers and would-be romantics to compile their own greatest hits of brutal metal tracks or Baby I Love You odes to romance or theme mixes. You gotta name them cool things like the Funky Bizarro Ear Socket Mix and draw rad art for the case. I had one called List Them Up, which was, appropriately enough for this show, songs with lists on them. 88 lines about 44 women, We Didn't Start the Fire, etc., etc. Number 1. Shareability and recordability. This one is tied closely to number 2, but stands separate for its own reasons. Even before the widespread availability of dual cassettes, I was in the habit of recording my favorite songs off of Casey Kasem's Top 40 every Saturday, so I could hear the latest hits at my leisure, outside the constraints of a radio station rotation, or even Casey's countdown. The easy recording of music allowed by the audio cassette led the music industry to a widespread panic in the pre-Napster Home Taping is Killing Music campaign out of fears of piracy. You can still find t-shirts these days with the Home Taping is Killing Music logo and slogan to wear ironically. I had a dual cassette player that had a high-speed dub feature that would play back and record a cassette at about quadruple speed. This allowed you to copy music much faster than real time. It allowed you to copy your friend's music, and vice versa, effectively doubling your music collection in an afternoon. You might buy something new, let your buddies know, and they'd just pick up something else instead. You always kept a stash of blank C90s. Each side could hold a full album. So this stretched our limited music dollars to riskier and more obscure bands, broadening our horizons a little more. And we all ended up buying the best stuff again on CD in the 90s anyway. So there you have it, the top 5 reasons the audio cassette was an awesome format. Have your own list, additions, subtractions, or contradictions? Let me know on Twitter. I'm at OtterDisaster, or you can let me know in the comments at Majorspoilers.com. If you have any other questions or topics for future shows or would like to sponsor an episode, send an email to podcast@Majorspoilers.com. and be sure to join the full crew in the next installment of Top 5.